It's the Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant, Lou Brings Orchestra and Chorus, and Al's guest this week, Jimmy Durante.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Lou Brain, some album music, if you please.
I still took time out to listen to the Music Hall.
You did? How'd you like it?
I missed me.
Well, we really missed you, too. Of course, you know, we had another classical musician, and he was wonderful. Yehuda Menuhin, the great Von Esslesey. Oh, he was great.
A fiddle player?
Mm-hmm.
I can do anything he can do.
Yeah? Let me see you put the piano under your chin.
Okay, hand me the piano.
I'm sorry, I was just trying to make a little joke, you know.
You should have tried harder.
Oh, Gershwin music sure is beautiful.
This is what I played in Carnegie Hall last
night. I know.
And by the way, Oscar, I heard it was awful cold in New York, huh?
It was pretty cold in Carnegie Hall, too.
Really?
I had to play most of my concert on the lower octaves.
On the lower octaves? How come?
There was snow on the high keys.
That could never happen to a California piano.
I had trouble with a California piano, too.
Really?
One night in Hollywood Bowl, the fog got so thick that in the middle of the Tchaikovsky concerto, I had to play 6 bars of Glowworm so I could see the piano.
Well, there's no fog here in the hall, you know.
Al, I'm a little disappointed.
How come?
I thought you'd ask me how I enjoyed my trip.
Oh, I forgot, Oscar. I forgot, and I'm sorry. How did you enjoy your trip?
Well, the train ride was rocky, the food was bad, and my hotel room was uncomfortable.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah, someone might have taken me to dinner at the Store Club and to a good Broadway show and ruined my whole trip.
Well, that reminds me, Oscar. Wait a minute. What are they singing around New York these days?
New songs. You wouldn't know them.
Wait a minute, you. I know all the new songs. Give me a chord.
Here's a chord.
That's pretty short.
These are tough times.
Well, give me an arpeggio and I'll sing you something new.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. And I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright.
To be back with you and to hear you sing. There's such a difference between you and the New York Philharmonic.
Of course. There's 100 of them, but there's only one Jolson.
I could say something nasty here.
Well, Oscar, instead of thinking up nasty things to say, how about playing the piano?
I don't particularly feel like playing at the moment. I will now thrash the piano within an inch of its life with a Miller Dance by Defier. I think it's cheap for an artist to advertise himself. But I made a record of this.
is a romantic story. And this story, I think, is one of the sweetest of all. Quite a few years ago, a young lyric writer boy met a young composer girl, and they fell in love. Well, the boy, looking for an excuse to make a date, wrote a lyric to a song, and he asked her to write the music. The girl wrote the music. The song was a hit. And a short time later, the young lyric writer boy and the young composer girl became Mr. and Mrs. Gus Kahn. Their song, Gee, I Wish I Had a Girl.
And you didn't sing it so bad.
No?
Why, with a little training, you could be another Carmen Lombardo.
Really?
But come to think of it, who wants to be another Carmen Lombardo?
Look, Durante, wait a minute. And we don't want no trouble.
We'll change that. We'll institute some new altercations.
Altercations? Well, finally got someone in the hall who speaks English like I do.
Hey, sir. Spoke backwards. Naturally. And Al, I've been mulling it all over and, let me take that line again.
Sure.
Naturally, and Al, I've been mulling it over in my muller, and I decided...
You could have forgot it.
And Al, I've been mulling it over in my muller, and I decided to make some changes here at the physical.
Do tell.
Don't butt in, and I will. What this joint needs is some feminine pulchritude.
Pardon me, Jimmy. When I went to Harvard, and it wasn't built yet.
So tell me, what does a pulchritude mean?
Pulchritude? That's a dame with a lot of pulch.
That's a rather you're cute tonight.
And that's what you need around here, a glamour girl.
No, Jimmy. We don't need a glamour girl.
Well, if that don't fit your sensibilities, I got an idea that really would be multitudinous.
Multitudinous?
That's a word sent to me on trial by Yale College.
Jimmy, look, I have some five-syllable words, too. But when you get to be my age, you take too much wind.
Now,
have you got any other ideas?
Yes, the first thing you got to do is get a piano player for this joint.
What do you think I am?
I'll call Yale College on the phone and I'll get me some more words.
Jimmy, this fellow's Oscar Levant, a great artist.
Okay, here's a pencil. Draw me.
Oscar, you'll have to excuse Jimmy. He's very nearsighted. He can't see any farther than the end of his nose.
Since when is that nearsighted?
Levant, I'm ignoring you and I ignore a man. He's being ignored by a real ignoramus.
You're a master of understatement.
Me?
You?
Yeah.
Who?
Him?
No.
Yes.
When?
Now.
Oh.
Shall we try it again with smaller words? Well, the words are all right, Oscar. The people will understand them.
Don't try and befuddle me. Let me take my rightful place at the piano. You gentlemen may not know it, but I'm a contemporary of Tchaikovsky, Mozart, Mendelssohn, and Mussorgsky.
Mussorgsky? You were their contemporary?
Yes, they held me in the greatest contempt.
I'll now play Scheherazade by Rimsky-Korsakov.
That's a very difficult piece.
I know it, but I'll just play as far as Rimsky-Korsakov, and next time I'll play Korsakov.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. This stuff is out of your class. Your Scheherazade is strictly from Inky Dinky Doo.
That reminds me, Acer.
That name, Acer.
When I take over here, the singer's got to be replaced.
The singer? Me replaced? When I've just reached my young manhood?
That is reaching.
Jimmy, just a moment. Who or would you have replaced me as a singer?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Who?
Him.
No.
Yes.
When?
Now.
Oh! That's... Being on this show increases a fellow's vocabulary, you know that.
You guys can't argue me out of it, believe me. Oscar, climb up on a piano stool and noodle something that will fit my dulcet verse.
I play a piano, not a saw.
Now, wait a minute. I insist I do the thing in this hall.
Sorry, Olson. Your service are no longer required. You may turn in your tonsils.
I'm going to sing.
Wait a minute. I got it. We'll both sing. We'll be a sextet.
Well, that's a gentleman's agreement. Oscar, look. You sit down and let Jimmy ring a fortissimo from the cheaper piano.
Imagine. Last week, I was playing in Carnegie Hall.
Okay, Jimmy, the hall is yours.
Thanks, Al. I never in my lifetime was so delighted. Honest, I'm as happy as a clown.
Yeah.
It happened at a musical where I was invited in the wealthiest home in this town. I knew the joint was wealthy. There was a dirty under every cuspidor. What a party. I rubbed elbows with Levant. I rubbed elbows with Shostakovich. I rubbed elbows with Rubinstein. I had to rub elbows with them. They wouldn't shake hands with me. After dinner, Levant sat down and played his latest concerto. Shostakovich obliged with his latest piece. And Rubinstein thrilled the crowd with a sonata he composed. Then all eyes turned upon me. Why not? I was sleeping. Ignoring the hostile stares of the hoi-polloi, I walked to the piano, took my music out of my back pocket, which was wrapped around a salami sandwich. Then I sat down at the stand. For the first time to present my symphony, my melody, and this is how it went.
Give it out, Jimmy.
Chitty bing, chitty bing, chitty bing, chitty bing, chitty
bing. Ah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jimmy, give it out. Ah, oh, brother, you sing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sing this melody when you feel blue. It's gonna be another ink-a-dink-a-doo. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take it out.
By the smile of a little baby, and the love and devotion of a mother, or the pride of a father. And there isn't enough money to buy a word of encouragement or even a memory. You could be the richest man in the world, and you couldn't own a ray of the sun, or the moon, or the snow on the mountain, or the waves of the sea. Yes, the best things in life are free. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, robin that sings, the sunbeam that shines, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The love can come.